Welcome back, 4:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Wednesday afternoon, I'm going to check in with Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. First things first, NFL rule changes. Ball carriers can no longer use the crown of their helmet to make contact with defenders in the open field. Your thoughts on that, and how do you enforce it?
Well, I think enforcing that rule is going to be the problem, but let me circle back and start with my thoughts are, I think the rule is being widely interpreted by the public as being more encompassing than it actually will be. I think the league has really emphasized that they're talking about very, very specific incidents and rare incidents at that, where a runner that's carrying the ball, you know, is in the open field. He's very isolated from everyone else except a one-on-one situation, and he puts his head down and hits him with that crown of his helmet rather than a face mask or even the hairline of the helmet. So I don't think that this is going to be a problem or a penalty that's frequently called. As far as enforcing it, I think it's a big deal because if you're talking about, you know, does a runner hit a defender with a face mask or the hairline of the helmet or the crown of the helmet, you're talking about a matter of inches at full speed. And on an NFL field, I think it's tough to see. So I think what we're going to see, and this is just a guess, is that a lot of referees won't call it, and the league will end up fining players for this type of thing.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think the refs are probably going to keep the flags in their pocket a bunch because it's going to be very, you know, rare incidents.
Okay. All right. Now, the other is the tuck rule. What is that?
The tuck rule, Mike Shanahan, the Redskins coach today here in Arizona, called it the worst rule in the history of sports. And this rule gained notoriety back in January of 2002. The Patriots made their run to the Super Bowl, and the Patriots beat the Oakland Raiders in a divisional playoff game in the snow. You might remember it, but Tom Brady went to throw a pass, and in the middle of, you know, moving his arm forward to throw a pass, he decided he didn't want to throw it. So he began the motion of tucking the ball back to his body, at which time he simultaneously was hit by a Raiders defender and the ball came loose. Well, his arm wasn't going forward anymore, so the act of passing the ball was finished, but the NFL's tuck rule said that even as the quarterback was taking the ball back to his body, if he lost control of it, it would still be considered an incomplete pass.
I got you.
Well, you know, so basically, yeah, even though the intent wasn't to pass, it was still passed. People hated the rule. It was difficult to officiate, so they finally got rid of it. And it was funny. Today, the Oakland Raiders official Twitter account said, "Adios, tuck rule." And it plagued them for, you know, whatever it is now, 11 years, and they finally got it off the book.
Yeah, we're darned. All right, you said that you spent some time with Mike Shanahan at a press conference today. I understand he talked to the media for, what, about an hour?
Yeah, that's right. After you're in Arizona at the NFL owners' meetings, and every year, the coaches for the NFC have their breakfast on Wednesday morning. It's a media breakfast, so we sat down with Mike Shanahan for about an hour and talked about a number of issues, everything from their salary cap penalty and how handcuffed they've been in free agency to Robert Griffin's recovery. Now, Shanahan's pretty happy with how the free agency has gone so far, all things considered. He was very disappointed that the Redskins weren't able to regain some of their salary cap space, so they're basically operating on a backup plan right now, which involves re-signing their own guys to the low-level deals and you know, trying to find some bargains on the free agent market. But he believes that's gone okay so far. They signed cornerback E.J. Biggers from Tampa Bay earlier today to try to fortify the depth chart, which is a major need. You know, cornerback, you remember how many big passing plays they gave up last year. So they're trying to take a step in that direction. And, you know, as for Robert Griffin, his recovery continues to go well, and Shanahan must have said 100 times today that Griffin's got to learn how to slide, you know, throw the ball away. Those are going to be two very big points of emphasis for him as he works his way back and gets into year two. Shanahan's optimistic that Robert Griffin's going to be able to do it because in his second year he should have a better feel for reading tacklers, knowing what he can get away with, what he can't, understanding defenses a little bit better. So he's optimistic that he'll be able to protect himself going forward.
All right, well, that's good news there. Tell me about E.J. Biggers. What's the deal with this guy?
Biggers was a seventh-round pick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2009, so he's not exactly highly touted, or he doesn't have a great draft pedigree, but the Redskins like his speed, and they're familiar with him because he defensive backs coach Raheem Morris was the Buccaneers' head coach in 2009 when Tampa Bay drafted him. So they've got some personal familiarity there. They like the way he can run. Shanahan said he runs about a 4.4 40-yard dash, so he's got good straight-line speed. He started 12 games last season, and I don't think he fits the role of a number one elite cornerback, you know, like a D'Angelo Hall was cast in last season. Hall still is out on the market. He's unsigned. Shanahan wouldn't rule out the possibility of re-signing him, but for now, I think the Redskins are still looking for bargains, and Biggers, who is about, I think he's 25, he's going to turn 26 here pretty soon. I think he fit the bill.
All right, you mentioned D'Angelo Hall. Now, could they restructure a contract that would get him under, you know, it would help them with the salary cap, or is that off limits?
No, you know what? They could restructure some deals, and it's interesting that the Redskins haven't done that so far. And Mike Shanahan, general manager Bruce Allen, are averse to that type of approach to moving money around because what it does is it increases the risk of having dead money at the end of a contract after the team wants to get rid of a player. You know, you're stuck with some of these signing bonuses that are, you know, left on the books. So they don't really want to do that, but what the problem is right now is that they're choosing that over creating some salary cap space and really fortifying the secondary. And it's just an interesting approach. I mean, the Redskins for years under Vinny Serrato, and this is Joe Gibbs' second tenure and Jim Zorn's tenure, and they would restructure all kinds of contracts and get themselves into salary cap jail. So it's a really interesting change of philosophy in the way that the team goes about assembling the roster and keeping its finances in order. And I think it might hurt the Redskins in the short term this season, but it will probably benefit them in the long run.
All right. Now, is this part of that plan that you wrote about that Bruce Allen has for this team?
Yeah. I mean, they want to be fiscally responsible, and that really means putting an emphasis on the draft, because in the NFL, these rookies now have slotted contracts. They're really depressed salaries until a player has 4 years of service and hits free agency. So the key to really having a good team is drafting really good players, because you've got these cheap, talented guys who can really contribute, and we've seen that with not only Robert Griffin at the top of the draft, who's does make a lot of money, but a guy like Alfred Morris, who was a great player last season, rushing for over 1,600 yards and making one of the smallest salaries in the league. And so the Redskins will put a heavy emphasis on drafting well. I think you're going to see them draft defensive backs to help the secondary, and scouts, coaches, and executives will assemble beginning Monday at Redskins Park, start putting the draft board all together and going through their reports on all these players.
Mm-hmm. And let's remind listeners that there will be no activity on behalf of the Redskins probably the first day of the draft, right?
That's right. Yeah, the Redskins traded that first-round pick. And, when the Rams have that pick late in the first round, everybody can thank Mike Shanahan and Bruce Allen for getting them Robert Griffin.
There you go.
Have to move on after that and wait till day two.
Yeah.
They don't pick till 51st overall.
Yep. All right. Very good. Thank you for the update on all of those stories. I appreciate it very much, Rich. We'll talk again.
All right, guys. Take care.
Take care. Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter. It's 4:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.